How would you describe your sound?
Like a lager. It's something like bitter and sweet at the same time. So we like to to work with different feelings in the same track or in different tracks. Like in, I don't know, in Burning Fields, one of our singles in the upcoming EP. It's something you can see the piano to give some sweetness to the sound. Then you can hear some heavy guitar and some lyrics that match the guitar. At the same time, we have some ballads, very classical style ballads, like 1000 Reasons 2, or an Italian ballad too, like Non Credi.
You guys released your first single, Chains in the Cold.
Yeah.
How did you come about filming the video? How did you come about filming the video?
Oh, okay. We filmed the video with Matteo Cataldo in January, this January. The song talks about all ancient revolutions of early 20th century. So the video itself wanted to be a metaphor about keep watching some things, even being forced to watch something and be unable to do something to change the state of things in the world. And so the entire video with the two twins we found to perform in the video was all, I mean, a metaphor about want to do something good, but won't be able to do it till the end. So this is the basic idea of the video. So the entire tone of the video, as for the song, is very dark, is very gray, the colors too. It's our, I mean, I think it's the heavier track in the entire EP. We wanted to debut with that, as a single, to show we have something important, something to say, something to show. Because of course we like to write ballads and other kind of songs, but a video with an interesting lyrics, with a somehow profound lyrics, with a deep significance, but it's really important to us to share it with people, to share it with our listeners. I mean, we hope we have a lot of listeners. So
now, you recorded and mixed everything with in Italy, and also, you know, had it mixed in the UK by Matty Iosifelli, right?
Yeah, it was a very great occasion, yeah, because when the first demo tracks were presented to Matteo Cifelli by David and Federica, he was very enthusiastic with the work. So he invited them to record in his studio in Milano, and then, of course, he chose to mix the tracks in London. So, yeah, this was, I mean, a great honor for us, for a band that didn't even exist at the time. So, yeah, it was very, very important.
Well, I mean, he's got some stuff under his belt, you know, like Mike and the Mechanics. I mean, that's like, yeah, that's an offshoot of Genesis, you know. Yeah. You know. Yeah, so I mean, you can go right up the family tree with that, you know. So
it's a big responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, what did he do? I mean, so he had to give you guys some suggestions and everything. What advice did he give you?
Oh, well, I know David and Federico presented 20 tracks, more or less, and he was the one to choose the 5 tracks to go in the EP. So that was a very important musical direction, because all tracks are very, very different from each other. So he saw something to find a path between each track. And so he chose somehow our first impact.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he say why he chose those 5? I mean, did they have a flow when pieced together in a certain order, or what?
Not you to know? Me. No, not to me.
Okay, well, and my next part of that question is, did you agree with it? Did you say, yes, let's use those 5, or was there one that was cut out that you wanted?
No, I think the choice was good, because I mean, it's a demo EP, so in this way we can show different sides of our music. We really have five very, very different tracks that helps us to, you know, to understand what our listeners would like or not. And it's a way to test our possibilities. So yeah, it was a wise choice, in my opinion, yeah.
Nice. Now, is the video doing all right, like on YouTube and everything? Has it been aired on television or anything? Or?
Oh, well, for now it's on YouTube. Of course, we are work in progress with some television. We are just waiting for to confirm that. And of course, we hope to reach major channels.
Well, speaking of YouTube, since you guys are a new band within this last year, but obviously you guys have all been in other bands before, how do you feel the internet and social media has helped the unsigned music scene?
Well, it's totally changed our approach to music, because I mean, I'm 26 now. I play since I'm 12, I guess, in some band. And when I was young, of course, you play, you find a gig near your town or something like that, and the only way to make people listen to you is just to sound, just to play live. Of course, this is good, because playing live is what being a musician is all about, so it's all you care about. But with internet and Facebook and all social networks, it's good to show the backstage, to show how you work when you're not live, to present some previews, to show... it's good to have a direct contact with your audience day by day. Because they really need, they really learn to appreciate what you're doing and to, I don't know, to care about you somehow. It's a very different kind of contact.
Do you think go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't know, I mean, they become somehow like you have 10 friends in a live, now you have 20 friends in all the world. they are just double, but... they're still friends, even if you don't see them.
Well, do you think it's easier now to get your music heard? Well, I mean, you know, like, look at this, for example. We're in Chicago, United States. You're in Italy. And, you know, we've heard of you. You know, and we're sitting here doing an interview now, and we're talking and we're playing your music and everything else. Do you think that would have been possible in 1994 instead of 2014?
I don't think so. I mean, today, this is awesome, I mean, to be able to do this today. Of course, there is the downside, too. It's the, I mean, the overpopulation of the web. I mean, everyone can do, and everyone can disappear in this endless ocean. So, of course, it's very... I don't know if it's easier or not, honestly, I don't know. Of course, you have the possibility, so there is a possibility. If you can try, 10 years ago you can't, because there wasn't this kind of distribution. It's still hard, very hard. So another way, I mean, this is why I have to thank you and all network and broadcasts like this, who can really give spaces to... young bands like ours.
Exactly. Well, do you think nowadays, in 2014, soon to be 2015, do you think it's as important as it was even 10 years ago to be, you know, on a major label? Or do you think that, you know, the technology that's out there now has basically given you the tools, all the tools that you need to be on a major label anyway?
I think people now can choose what to listen, so it's really a different approach. I mean, there was some time ago there was a fewer radios, fewer channels to music. Now every single person can find on the web whatever he wants to listen or to be informed. So yeah, major labels, I think, very important. Of course, we can say they aren't. But if people is a, is used to choose, if you do something really interesting or somehow new or with something to say, as any kind of art, if you have something to say, maybe someone will listen.
So you think maybe there's more options now for unsigned and independent artists. So, well, what does Illacrimo have coming, or is it Illacrimo or Illacrimo?
Illacrimo.
Illacrimo.
From Latin.
And what does that mean anyway?
It's from Latin. It's to cry.
Okay.
Because it's for the duality, bitter and sweet. So you can cry for joy or cry for pain.
Okay. Because I'm an American, so we just assume, if you look at our movies, we assume everybody speaks English. So, you know, and everybody that's not American has a British accent. So just look at our movies. All the bad guys have British accents. You know, maybe that's some like residual feelings of the revolution or something. I don't know.
But,
what does Illacrimo have coming up?
Sorry, I lost you.
Oh, well, I was just asking, what does Illacrimo have coming up? I mean, tours, all that other stuff.
Yeah, from January we will start our tour, first in Italy, to, of course, around our zone, in all Italy and in Europe, we hope. And then we have the EP on January under Resisto Recordings, and so it will be physically shipped in some stores too. We are on iTunes and every other possible imaginable digital store. So we really hope to play live a lot. As I said before, for a musician to play live is the best thing you can do. So we all in the band are in the same position about playing live as more as we can, as more often as we can, yeah.
So would you choose live over the studio any day of the week?
For now, yeah, because I think the EP now is good. We recorded what we have to. We need to play live a lot, because if you want really to catch your audience heart, you have to play in front of them. It's the only way.
Yeah, it's like what my band used to say when we played live. It was like paid practice. You know, it's like practice with a beer tab. So can't beat that, you know. But well, do you think? I mean, like, would you prefer to tour like every night of the week, or would you, or like, would you prefer to tour like every weekend or every other day, or what would you? What is your idea? Or what is your ideal situation for touring? Would you hit the pavement like every single day, or would you do it like every weekend?
Oh, well, if it's paid, even every day is good. No, I mean, no, seriously, even every day would be good. I mean, in Italy, it's not that easy to play live. So I don't know in the U.S. how's the situation, but here in Italy, it's not that easy to play live. So for us to play live is really a privilege. So every possible gig is a gift. So why not?
Now, do you guys play outside of Italy? I know you're also billed as a Hungarian alternative band too. Do you play Hungary a lot, or?
We will, but we still didn't know.
Okay, so are we looking like for you guys to tour like next year, like throughout Europe? Because I can picture you guys playing like the UK and everything too, like, you know, Sweden and Finland and the rest of Scandinavia. And
I mean, 80% of our tracks are in English, so of course we are projected in foreign countries, even because our genre in Italy is not so well is not so spread. So we prefer, of course, to watch overseas, or not overseas, okay, but in Europe for many reasons, from the look, for the music, for the lyrics, and so on. We have great hopes for that, so we'll see.
Well, where can we find Illacrimo online?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, where you can see all our news and and tracks and so on. On Spotify, there's our single Chains in the Cold. And on iTunes Store, on Nokia Store, and on every other store.